Is it okay? Could you please pronounce your first and last name so we say it correctly on the air?
Yona Kapere.
Wonderful. Thank you. And I'll do a little introduction. I usually do this in case we put the interviews on our website. And my name is Katie Harth with Mission Network News. I'm talking with Dr. Yona Kapere from Compassion International. And he's working in Uganda, where actually some Ebola is spreading across the border, from DR Congo. And Dr. Yona, it looks like there's been a handful of deaths in Uganda, but more than 1,300 in DR Congo. What kind of precautions are you taking, you and the staff taking, to protect children in Uganda from this disease?
Thank you, Katie. Yeah, for the last 8 months, ever since the outbreak of Ebola in Democratic Republic of Congo, the Republic of Uganda started doing sensitization and health education of the community and preparedness. Now, as Compassion, we obtained materials, the Uganda office obtained materials from the Minister of Health and shared them with the partners across the nation as part of the preparedness. These materials are prevention materials indicating how you can protect yourself, how you can prevent the spread of Ebola, and including the signs of Ebola and what they can do. So those materials have been passed on to all the church partners in Uganda. Now, from 10th of this month, 10th June, when the first case of Ebola was recognized in Uganda, especially in Kasese, that's the western part of Uganda, bordering Democratic Republic of Congo, over a 5-year-old child whose family had gone for burial in Congo and they returned home. The child was identified and the samples were confirmed positive, including the grandmother and another sibling. Now, when this happened, the main response on the ground was being managed by Minister of Health, but Compassion also responded by supporting the church partners. One, they had to stop all the center days, so to ensure that there are no gatherings in that region. So the 12 church partners in Kasese are not having center days now, and only emergency medical cases are being handled currently. They have also supported the church partners to have radio programs in the local language to raise awareness about Ebola in that Kasese region. The other response which is going on is specifically to limit any other staff or sponsors to move to that area until it's cleared of Ebola. So currently, we have two cases, the 5-year-old and the grandmother died. And there remains one sibling who is still undergoing treatment, is confirmed positive. The other 5 suspected cases, no, confirmed cases, were repatriated back to Congo after consent. They consented, they were Congolese citizens, their father lives in Uganda. So, but their family is in Congo with their mother. So they were Congolese citizens and they consented to be repatriated back to Congo. So currently, what the Ministry of Health has done is immunization of all the contact cases, all the cases that we are in contact with the children, with that child, the five-year-old child, and the grandmother and the other sibling have been immunized and isolated, and they are being observed for at least 21 days. This is a total of about 27 contacts. We really thank God that none of the registered children is infected with Ebola, though the child who died and the grandmother, they have one of their siblings who is registered in their program, but that sibling is still safe and well. Thank you.
That's awesome. So one of the siblings was interested in the compassion program?
Yeah. This family, their father stays in Uganda and the mother stays in Congo. So one of the siblings was registered in Uganda. And that one is healthy and well.
Okay.
And is not among those that are being that have been isolated.
Awesome. So just to make sure I'm understanding correctly, this sibling of it was that child's brother who passed away?
Yes.
Okay. I just want to make sure I've got that straight. And the child that was interested in the program is doing fine. And I see the note from Allison, the sibling is registered. Okay, gotcha. All right, my next question, Dr. Yona, if you were talking to one of the sponsors of a child in Uganda, and that sponsor maybe was really concerned that their child would be infected, how would you respond? What would you say to that sponsor if they came up and said, hey, I sponsor a child in Uganda, is my child going to be infected?
Okay. Yeah, thank you. Yeah. The Ministry of Health, together with our church partners, they have prepared to respond to Ebola cases in our nation. So far, health education is going on. The infected cases are isolated, the contacts are isolated and being followed. The medical team are vaccinated and equipped to respond. So the risk of spread of Ebola is minimal because of the preparedness that there is by the Ministry of Health, but also the church partners.
That's wonderful. How would you ask the rest of us to be praying for this situation? And I guess how long is it expected to last?
Well, for now, the contacts are supposed to be observed for 21 days. And if none of them develops any symptoms and signs, they will be tested and released to the community. And once that happens, then we will not have any cases of Ebola. However, Uganda shares a porous border with Congo, where the cases of Ebola are still very, very high. On that border, there is a market which happens every week. So people keep crossing from Uganda to Congo and from Congo to Uganda. Though the ministry has issued measures at the border, all the crossing points where they are screening people who are coming in and who are going out, that will continue. But we still have to pray that the families in that area, that God will protect them. And the Ebola in Congo, we pray that there will be a divine intervention, that epidemic will be controlled. Because the truth is, it has the potential to spread. And we are praying that it will be controlled. It has gone on for 8 months, and I think that's really a long period of time.
Sorry, so we continue to pray. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we continue to pray even for the family that have lost their loved ones. Five of the members of this family were repatriated back to Congo and they are undergoing treatment. We need to pray for that family. And also the fear in that community. Once one has been diagnosed, there is fear in the community. And we need to pray for that as well. Thank you.
Yeah, sorry for interrupting you. My question, I guess, how do compassion workers share the hope of Christ in a situation like this? You mentioned the fear. How do you point people to Christ in situations like this?
Well, the gospel continues to be preached. However, even the church services or church Sunday services or fellowships that happen in churches, the church partners use those opportunities to share and raise awareness about Ebola. But it's true, one of the things that we are doing in Uganda is prayer that this epidemic will come to an end. And so our church partners are also mobilizing people to pray. Though in the region of Kasese, it's difficult because gatherings have been limited in some places.
Okay, that wraps up all of my questions. Was there anything I missed or anything else you want people to know?
Okay. Yeah, one thing, we are believing God that after 21 days, we will be able to resume the program as usual in Kasese region, as we believe that the church and the Ministry of Health, with support of World Health Organization, they will do their best to ensure that that region is clear. And we need the prayers of everyone for our nation, but also for Congo.